Hello, welcome to the Tuesday, April 5th, 2016 edition of the Sands and Storm Center's Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich and today I'm recording from Jacksonville, Florida. Today we got updates from Google for Android, and this update was a bit larger than what we usually see, with 15 critical vulnerabilities being patched, 13 high priority and 8 moderate ones. Now, among the critical vulnerabilities, the ones that sort of stick out is one vulnerability in libstagefright and actually a set of vulnerabilities in the media server, and two vulnerabilities in the DHCP client. Now, the first one of these vulnerabilities is a little bit older. It's from 2014, CVE 2014-6060. It is a denial of service vulnerability. But the second one, the newer one, 2016-1503, that one was actually already patched in Debian, and it's a heap overflow via malformed DHCP responses. So that could possibly be exploited. This vulnerability was originally reported to Debian in January. Now, in the note about the vulnerability, it states that it's likely not trivial to exploit this vulnerability, and I haven't really seen any proof of concept or anything like that. But then again, being such a big target, maybe someone will come up with something for Android here. So I think that vulnerability alone probably should make this particular update rather important. And if you are using the continuous integration tool Jenkins, you may have been leaking usage data to the project's maintainers. Apparently, in recent versions, a setting to disable this kind of data was ignored. Now, in order to fix this, you can upgrade your Jenkins install, or you can just manually change these specific settings. So either way, you should be okay. Now, the data being leaked is anonymized, but then again, I haven't really seen the data set that they're exporting, and quite often even anonymized data can be traced back to a particular submitter if it's unique enough. And remember the breach attack against SSL from a couple years ago? Well, it's back, and now essentially with an improved framework that will launch the attack faster and easier than before. The framework Rupture was presented at the Black Hat Asia conference, and it enables the interception of even AES 128-bit encrypted traffic. However, it's still not terribly practical. According to the authors of the tool, it would take a few weeks or so in order to be able to compromise a specific target. However, at the conference, they were able to show decryption of Facebook and Gmail traffic on stage. Now, in order for the breach attack to work, the attacker has to inject data, and with that data, the session cookie has to be sent in order for the session cookie to be decrypted. There is a proposal to prevent some of this problem, and that's a first-party only cookie. Essentially, what this means is it's a little bit of variation on the HTTP only scheme, I guess. HTTP only prevents access from JavaScript, period, but the cookie will still be sent with any requests. A first party only cookie would only be sent if the JavaScript that is sending the request is same origin to the cookie's origin. So only if the JavaScript was loaded from a site from which the cookie was also set, then any requests would include that cookie. At this point, it looks like Chrome 51, which is to be released in a few days, will be implementing this particular cookie option. So you could start setting this on your websites. Other browsers, of course, will ignore this. Well, that's it for today. So thanks again for listening, and talk to you again tomorrow.